Here's what's happening in the news. I'm John Ryan reporting. After 8 years at the helm, Carroll County Public Health Director Marcia Schaefer has announced she'll be stepping down at the beginning of next year. Her final day at the position will be Friday, January 3rd. Carroll County Public Health is based out of St. Anthony Regional Hospital, where Schaefer also serves as a home health services and hospice director. She says the decision to step away was a difficult one.
Working for St. Anthony's Home Care Hospice and Carroll County Public Health has been a real pleasure. Home care and hospice services really do benefit the community and the residents, and they're very well-received services. And public health is just a fun place to work. You're always helping other people. The Board of Health and the Board of Supervisors are very supportive, and they're always working to increase services for Carroll County and do the right thing.
Schaefer has spent her entire career working in medicine. Her very first job was at St. Anthony Regional Hospital as a health care aide. She says a lot has changed in the industry in the 40 years since then.
I think some of the biggest changes are in quality improvement. Every department in the hospital and every agency worries about patient satisfaction and improving the way we're doing things. Back when I started, there were very limited personal protective equipment available. There weren't even gloves in the patient's rooms because, you know, there weren't a lot of communicable diseases out there. And so that's been a big change in healthcare, too, is learning how to protect yourself and to have the equipment available to protect yourself, because you have to consider every patient as being contaminated with some sort of disease now.
Under her direction, the Carroll County Public Health implemented multiple initiatives, including improving influenza vaccination availability, promoting wellness in local communities, completion of the Carroll County Health Needs Assessment, and more. According to Schaefer, almost everything that we do plays a role in our well-being, but in her experience, diet and physical fitness have the biggest impact.
I would like everybody to get out and get moving. I would love to see people to be more active in the community and eat better. So many different ways to improve your health, but those are two of the things that I would like to promote the most, is healthy eating and activity. Get out and move 30 minutes a day. It can make a big difference for everybody in our community.
Now, Schaefer will not be stepping away completely after January 3rd. She will remain on as a relief nurse and to assist the new director during the transition. An announcement on who will be her replacement is expected sometime in the next several weeks. A Greene County football player was one of six receiving the 2019 Iowa Bankers Association's Student Athlete Achievement Award during the Iowa State Football Championships. One student from each class received a $1,000 scholarship for the college of their choice during the November 21st and 22nd games in Cedar Falls. Will Hansen from Greene County Community High School in Jefferson was the 2A recipient. These student leaders are dedicated not only to their teams but to their communities as well, said Tara Deerling Hansen. She's the IBA Vice President of Marketing and Communications. She said they're very proud to have this chance to help exceptional Iowa students save towards their higher education and invest in their future. More than $265,000 in scholarships have been awarded since the IBA program started nearly 30 years ago. The recipients have included students, athletes in football, basketball, and also in wrestling. Environmental specialists and an environmental cleanup contractor have been called in after a semi-accident released diesel fuel into a Grundy County creek. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports they responded to the accident on Highway 20 west of Dyke on Tuesday, November 26th. An eastbound semi-trailer lost control, traveled down an embankment and across the North Fork of the Black Hawk Creek. The tractor was the first of two trailers that came to rest on the east side of the creek, while the rear trailer came to rest on the west bank. Although the trailers were empty, the saddle tanks were damaged and an estimated 100 gallons of diesel fuel was released into the creek. A sheen was observed on the surface, but no fish kill was reported. The Dyke Fire Department placed initial absorbent booms downstream of the incident and contained that fuel. The cleanup does include the excavation of contaminated soil. And the open enrollment period for Medicare is rapidly coming to an end. The final date for sign-up or to make changes to your plan is Saturday, December the 7th. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services handles the questions on an open enrollment, and spokesperson Julie Brookhart says it is important for users to be sure that they are on the Medicare.gov website.
There are other websites out there that folks think it's the federal website, they might be .com. They're not. So the official website is Medicare.gov. Then you would click on the Plan Finder tool link.
She says you've likely seen promotional materials from various plan providers in mailings and TV ads.
Those probably are legitimate marketing pieces from all the health plans that contract with Medicare. But we tell Medicare beneficiaries that they can't call you up, they can't come door to door, they can't solicit really.
Brookhart says that you should be aware that there are some scams out there as well.
If you get any callers calling you, asking you for like your Medicare number, or you know, if you sign up with my plan, you'll get a gift. If it all sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Medicare is never going to call you and ask you for that type of information.
Brookhart says that you should be a little skeptical.
Just be on guard. If it doesn't sound right, it probably isn't.
Brookhart says that they ask you to call them at 1-800-633-4227 to report any possible Medicare fraud. You can also call that number if you need help with your plan. There are some 625,000 Iowans who use Medicare. That number again is 1-800-633-4227. And that's a look at what's happening with the news this morning here on KCIM.